most busted in Laredo, but for reasons that I'd rather not disclose.
I smoke pot, and I like it a lot. Hi, this is Willie Nelson. I learned a long time ago that marijuana is a lot safer to use than alcohol. There's absolutely nothing wrong with the responsible use of marijuana by adults. It's time we stopped arresting and started respecting responsible marijuana smokers in America. And to learn what you can do to help, please contact Normal at www.norml.org or call toll-free at 888-67-NORMAL.
The show was long and we were just sitting there, and we'd come to play and not just for the ride.
Distributed by the National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws in Washington, D.C. This is your daily audio stash, the growing truth about cannabis. Welcome to the most popular audio podcast regarding marijuana in all of America and all the world, featuring interviews with scientists, politicians, doctors, prohibition policy activists, regular cannabis consumers, musicians, and Normal staff and Normal's board of directors, along with music and comedy no other podcast can offer. You can always find out more about the show at our website, normalaudiostash.com. We're ending marijuana prohibition with education, one listener at a time. Welcome back to the Audio Stash today on this scorching summer Tuesday, July the 10th. I'm your host, Chris Goldstein. Take a moment to join us at Normal to end marijuana prohibition in America. Won't happen without you. Without your support, just visit norml.org to get involved with legalization today. We're going to take a trip down onto the Lone Star State today for a special Government at Work segment. And of course, on August 10th, there's a big benefit concert in Austin, Texas, with none other than Willie Nelson. Find out more about the Austin Freedom Fest on our website today at normalaudiostash.com. We've got interviews with Texas Normal's Josh Schinberg and also Larry Sauer, a criminal defense attorney in Austin today, to talk about legislation that passed in Texas allowing police officers greater discretion in how they treat minor marijuana offenses. They will no longer have to arrest every minor marijuana offender they encounter out there. Instead, officers can issue a citation, sort of like a traffic ticket. We'll find out more about that today right here on Normal's Daily Audio Stash in our Government at Work segment. Tomorrow in the program, we have Dr. Mitch Earlywine for our weekly Cannabis Science segment. In Thursday's program, we're going to speak with some of the creative video folks out there making some marijuana law reform-related videos on YouTube and the like. All that's going to be this week right here on your Daily Audio Stash. Let's get right into our weekly segment, Government at Work. In our Government at Work segment today, we're headed down to the Lone Star State of Texas to discuss some important legislation that passed, and also for a look ahead at some future bills that will be considered. Today we'll speak with Josh Schinberg of Texas Normal, and also attorney and Normal Legal Committee member Larry Sauer. Texas played host to the High Times Doobie Music Awards this year at the South by Southwest Music Festival in Austin. And exactly 1 month from today will be the Austin Freedom Fest benefit concert, headlined by Willie Nelson. Carolyn Wonderland will be there, Paula Nelson, Jackie the Joke Man Martlin. It's going to be a great show. You can find out more about that on our website. Let's start off today with Josh from Texas Normal. Josh, great to have you here on the line. Welcome back.
Great to be back, Chris. Thanks for having me again. I appreciate it.
Wonderful to speak with you again, Josh. Now, tell us about this recent legislation that could keep a lot of marijuana offenders from being arrested.
Okay. The name of this is House Bill 2391, and the bill was introduced by a representative out of Plano, which is near Dallas. And it was co-sponsored in the Senate by a Republican from Amarillo by the name of Kel Seeliger. The bill basically gives discretion to police officers in certain Class A and Class B misdemeanors. There's a lot of amendments that were added on to make these certain offenses that it pertains to, and one of the certain offenses that it pertains to is marijuana possession. And like I said, it covers Class A or B misdemeanors. So a Class A misdemeanor in Texas for marijuana possession is between 2 and 4 ounces, whereas a Class B misdemeanor is 2 ounces and below. And what the bill does is it gives the officers the ability to, instead of immediately arresting a person for a possession of marijuana or any of the other certain offenses, to instead issue that person a citation with a date and place to where they can go before the judge and have their day in court taken care of then, instead of having to stay, you know, in a holding cell or wherever in the county jail. So this is a very good step in the right direction as far as trying to keep minor marijuana offenses out of jail, at least temporarily.
Righto. And you mentioned they sort of picked and chose the Class A and B misdemeanors to include here. So sounds like the legislators sort of took it upon themselves to include the marijuana possession offense. They didn't necessarily have to do it.
No, they didn't have to do that. And it looks like they kind of cherry-picked different offenses that this covers. It, as far as the Controlled Substances Act of Texas is concerned, the only Class A or B misdemeanor pertaining to any sort of drugs that this covers is marijuana possession. So it looks like that they cherry-picked that specifically for the purpose of keeping, you know, minor marijuana possession offenders out of jail, because as anybody knows who's paid attention to who is arrested for marijuana offenses, 95%, at least in Texas, around 95% of those arrested for marijuana offenses are for misdemeanor possession. And it's clogging up the jails, and it's nice to see that the people who are in charge at the Capitol are actually coming to the realization that these minor nonviolent marijuana possession offenders are clogging up the system, wasting taxpayer dollars and wasting prison space that could better be used for violent offenders or, you know, property offenders, things like that.
And Josh, it sounds like regular courts and county and municipal jails, they're getting pretty overcrowded there.
They are extremely overcrowded. And as a matter of fact, the last time that I was on the Audio Stash, we were talking about another bill that didn't pass, but it was pertaining specifically to marijuana possession charges. And one of the people who testified in favor of that bill that unfortunately didn't pass was a sheriff's deputy from Bexar County, which is south of Austin. It's where San Antonio is, actually. And the sheriff's deputy who testified for that bill, his name was Dennis McKnight. He made it plain and clear to the members of that committee that his jail that he had the job of overseeing was overflowing constantly with these minor misdemeanor offenders, and he didn't like the fact that he would have to move, quote-unquote, move prisoners through faster than some of them should have been moved through. So, yeah, it's a really good thing that the legislators are starting to wake up to this fact, and hopefully in the next session or two we can push the envelope just a little bit further on this issue.
And Josh, what happened to the medical marijuana legislation in Texas?
The medical marijuana bill that was introduced, and I believe it was the third time it was introduced, it's actually, it was killed in committee. So this session, which is over right now, it's not going to be able to come back up this year. The next session for the Texas legislature is going to come back up in 2009. And as far as I know, the medical marijuana bill will be reintroduced again in that session, as will the other marijuana possession bill, which I was talking about a moment ago with the Bexar County Sheriffs. That bill has been introduced for something like four sessions in a row by the same representative, and it's slowly gaining a little bit of support. It's just a matter of either taking some of the legislators who are there right now out and replacing them with people that are more open to these kinds of reforms, or it's just a matter of, you know, try and try again, and that's what's been going on here. You know, session after session, these senators and representatives are introducing these bills, you know, knowing sometimes that they don't have much of a chance of passing, but the more that they can introduce the bills and get this conversation to the forefront, the more people are going to realize that the laws need to be changed, and these people shouldn't be put in jail for things like they are being put in jail for at a high rate, you know, in Texas.
And just seeing that recent legislation dealing with citations for misdemeanors, it sounds like state legislators are coming around somewhat on their own a bit when it comes to marijuana laws in Texas.
Yeah, and, you know, they cherry-picked that, which, you know, I was surprised to see that they had done that. I figured when I first read the bill language that it was going to be, you know, since it says Class A and or Class B misdemeanor, I thought it was going to be, all Class A or Class B misdemeanors, which is not the case. And they cherry-pick things from, you know, marijuana possession to criminal mischief and things pertaining to the alcoholic beverage code. You know, so it's nice that they – just the fact that they did put the marijuana possession on the bill shows that they're coming to realize that this is not something that people should be punished harshly for.
Righto. And Josh, everyone there in the Austin area must be looking forward to the Freedom Fest with Willie on the 10th of August.
Absolutely. We're definitely looking forward to that. I was very excited to know that Willie, I guess, I'm not sure if he took it upon himself to throw this together, or, you know, I guess he came together with a little bit with MPP and Wham out of California, but this is going to be a huge, huge concert for the Austin area. You know, Willie has, through the years, done his 4th of July picnic in this general area. This year, he actually moved the 4th of July picnic up to Washington State. And I know there was a lot of people in Texas that were kind of upset about the fact that he would move his 4th of July picnic all the way up there to the northwest on the coast. So I don't know if that had anything to do with it, but it's really nice to have Willie, you know, putting together such a big show and a benefit show for Normal, who, of course, he is a advisory board member for. It's really nice to get the recognition. It's nice to have something like this put together for Austin. We've been hoping for it. We've been wanting it, and, you know, now it's finally come to pass. I'm really happy about it.
And not to make too much of this here, but Willie is the hometown hero there. I mean, he's got his truck stop with biodiesel. He plays frequently in the area. There's probably no bigger music celebrity in Austin than Willie Nelson.
Yeah, you know, he's basically kind of from Central Texas, this general area. He has at least one ranch, a huge ranch that I know of, that's a little bit west and north of Austin. And like you said, there's a truck stop. If you take I-35 north from Austin towards Dallas, there's a truck stop on the way, and it's a biodiesel truck stop, of course, and it has Willie Nelson's name on it, and they sell biodiesel there. Of course, Willie's tour bus runs on biodiesel also, and I guess, you know, that's one of his little side businesses, which is really cool to be able to run your vehicles on basically vegetable oil. It's a good thing. It helps out the environment, and it's something that hopefully will grow more.
Well, I'm looking forward to being down there for the Austin Freedom Fest in person myself. And, Josh, I really want to thank you for joining us here today to talk about this important piece of legislation. Look forward to having you back here on the show.
Yeah, thanks again for having me. I'll be looking forward to seeing you at the Austin Freedom Fest.
Right on, Josh. Looking forward to it as well. Josh Schimberg is the director of Texas Normal. We have links to their website at normalaudiostash.com.
I was raised in the North, but I got Southern down in my soul.
Also joining us today is attorney Larry Sauer. He's a criminal defense attorney based in Austin and a member of the Normal Legal Committee. You can find Larry online at austindruglawyer.com. We have links to it at normalaudiostash.com. Larry, thanks again for joining us here today.
Thank you.
Now, Larry, we just spoke with Josh at Texas Normal about this legislative shift, giving police more discretion when it comes to marijuana offenses in Class A and B misdemeanors. Now, Larry, how are those offenses usually treated by police before this new law?
Well, typically, if it were a Class A or B, because they're punishable by possible jail time as opposed to a Class C misdemeanor, which is punishable by fine only, officers were supposed to, and normally did, arrest the person and take them to the county jail to be processed and then, you know, eventually bonded out if they could.
Now, I asked Josh, let me ask you, Larry, you know, in your experience, are those county jails getting overcrowded right now?
Well, that's right, and I think that was probably one of the reasons that motivated this move by the legislature. Hopefully it'll work out well in practice, although it leaves total discretion with the arresting officer as to whether or not they just want to ticket the individual or if they want to go ahead and take them down and go through the booking process. And I think, you know, a lot of that's going to depend on the attitude of the individual that has been stopped. It's also going to depend on whether or not that person has a valid ID, whether or not they can satisfy the officer that they have a residence, that they know they can be located at, if they have a job, that kind of thing. I think that more than likely, most of the time, the officers, rather than waste their time taking people down to book them on offenses such as, small amounts of marijuana, will probably issue the field citation so that the person will have to appear at a later date.
Now, when someone is arrested on a Class A or B misdemeanor, do you bail yourself out? Are you immediately seen by a judge? How does that work?
Yeah, everybody has to be magistrated. I believe it's within 24 hours. And magistration can be waived if you have a lawyer. But, yes, what happens is a probable cause affidavit is filed, a judge reviews that and then issues the warrant, and so then a bond is set. And so you can either be released by paying the cash amount of the bond or by getting a personal bond or by hiring a surety bondsman or by, posting the full amount of the cash. Most people get out on personal bonds in the Travis County area. Texas is a big state, and not all counties are as good about as Travis County is about letting people out on personal bonds. So most people, I'd say, probably around the state, end up hiring a surety bondsman, paying a bond fee to get out. If you don't get out on bond, then yes, you stay in jail until your case is heard.
So this new legislation will not only save folks an immediate trip to the county jail, but could also save them from immediate financial sanctions as well.
That's right, because typically I think what they'll be doing is having you appear within a week or two, and then you'll have to go ahead and make a bond at that point. But typically what you'll be making is a personal bond so that you don't have to, it doesn't cost you any money, but then you're in the court system that way. They know that you've been notified and that, they let you know when you have to start appearing in court.
Now, Larry, what would this scenario be comparable to where police issue a citation for a marijuana violation. It sounds almost like getting a traffic ticket.
Well, it's treated in terms of the initial stop, and what happens to you at that point is treated like a traffic ticket, where they can just give you a citation, let you go on your way. But the difference is that it's much more serious than a traffic ticket, because, like in Texas, if you possess between less than two ounces of marijuana, then it's punishable up to 6 months in jail and up to a $2,000 fine. And if you possess between 2 ounces and less than 4 ounces of marijuana, then that's a Class A misdemeanor, which is punishable up to a year in jail and up to a $4,000 fine.
And do judges send people into treatment programs for marijuana violations?
Yeah, I mean, typically what in most counties now have agencies that do a drug and or alcohol evaluation. So the person goes in and is evaluated, and depending on how they answer the questions on these tests they're given, then they'll come up with a recommendation. It might be take an 8-hour drug education class, or it might be, you know, you go to intensive outpatient for 3 months or something. It depends on what they determine is your level of substance abuse and as the, you know, what they think the appropriate treatment is. And, of course, that's their recommendation. It doesn't always have to be followed, and it, you know, it can be challenged. But that's typically what happens there. Most of the courts around are mainly concerned about, you know, not having the behavior repeat itself, as opposed to just getting fine money out of people.
You mentioned those potential marijuana sentences, Larry. Other than going to jail on the initial arrest, I mean, do those caught with small amounts of marijuana receive jail time usually?
Well, I'd say it's not. Well, if they receive jail time, it's not that common. It probably they won't receive jail time if they were a repeat offender or if they just didn't want to take advantage of the different programs or didn't want to have a probation. One reason a lot of people take a deferred adjudication probation, that's where you're not convicted but you have pled guilty or no contest, a lot of people take that because if you have a conviction for a drug offense in Texas, and that means any marijuana offense, and then you'll lose your driver's license for at least 6 months. And so one way to avoid that, if they don't have other programs, one way to avoid that is a deferred adjudication probation because you are not convicted, and so you don't lose your driver's license.
Well, it certainly sounds pretty harsh there in Texas, Larry.
Well, that's very true, but those of us that have been practicing prior to 1973 remember that up until September the 1st of 1973, possession of any amount of marijuana was punishable anywhere from 2 years to life in the penitentiary. And so when in September of 73, when they passed the new marijuana laws, it reduced marijuana down to Class A, B, and above misdemeanors, you know, up into felony amounts depending on the amount. And so back then that was a great victory to have the law reformed in that manner. But it still, yes, it leaves a lot to be desired, and Texas has not moved from those schedules since 1973 when that was passed.
With those kind of harsh laws on the books, it does sound as if the state legislators and elected officials are coming around a bit looking at this new law.
Right, I think that's right. And, you know, it's interesting. The ACLU here has, for the last number of years, been trying to push drug reform through the legislature and had a great deal of success with the legislators because, especially on small amounts of drugs like marijuana, cocaine, those issues like that, they got the legislature to agree that the penalty should be reduced down to mainly misdemeanor penalties for, you know, all types of controlled substances. Well, the governor vetoed that or let it be known that he was going to veto it, so it never has come to fruition. But the main reason the legislature got behind it because they were able to show that it was going to save literally hundreds of millions of dollars over the next 5 to 10 years in cost of prosecution and incarceration if they did that. And so they were real keen on saving a lot of money and a lot of, you know, prison space. But the governor didn't go for it, and so it failed.
Well, Larry, I really appreciate you taking time to join us today to talk about all of this, and I look forward to having you back here on the program in the future.
Okay, thanks.
Many thanks again, Larry. Larry Sauer is a criminal defense attorney in Austin, Texas. He's a member of the Normal Legal Committee. You can find him online at austindruglawyer.com. We have links to him at normalaudiostash.com. If you're looking for a member of the Normal Legal Committee in your area, we've got a link to the NLC and all of the lawyers across the country right up on our website today at normalaudiostash.com.
What's up, guys? This is Miss High Times 2007, and you're chilling with us here at the Normal Podcast.
Now it's time for some Texas-themed, pod-safe music right here on the Audio Stash today. We found a few of these songs up at podshow.com. We have links to that right up on our website at normalaudiostash.com. With some fine music found at podshow.com. We have links to all the artists at normalaudiostash.com. You've been listening to Normal's Daily Audio Stash, the growing truth about cannabis. Make sure you visit our website at normalaudiostash.com. That's normalaudiostash.com for more information about every day's show. I'm your host, Chris Goldstein. Thanks for listening today. See you at 4:20 tomorrow. The podcasting technology of Normal is made possible by Red Aphid Interactive Media. More information at redaphid.com.
76% of Americans no longer support arresting and jailing marijuana smokers. And nearly as many support the medical patients having access to medical marijuana. And over 80% of our citizens now believe the war on drugs is an ineffective failure. So the question is, when will the government's misguided war on adult marijuana smokers finally end? When? Simple. When you and your like-minded friends, family, and coworkers get involved with an organization such as the National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws, also known as NORML. My name is Keith Strop, and I founded the organization in 1970. Contact us at NORML, toll-free, 888-67-NORML, or by visiting the organization's up-to-date webpage at www.normal.org.